From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A Russian airliner that crashed in Egypt disintegrated in the air, according to an aviation official Sunday. It comes a day after the Metrojet flight disappeared from radar over the Sinai Peninsula with 224 people on board. Nearly all of the passengers aboard the charter flight were Russian tourists returning to St. Petersburg from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. Three Ukrainians were among the dead. Emergency crews have recovered at least 129 bodies in both of the plane's black boxes, which record flight data and pilot communications. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Sunday with Uzbekistan's President Islam Karimov. It's a rare high-level U.S. encounter with the autocratic ruler. Kerry thanked Karimov for hosting the first gathering of the C5+1, a new dialogue between the U.S. and five Central Asian republics, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. This is Secretary of State John Kerry.
Great challenge that all of us face today regarding security. We know that your concerns about Afghanistan are concerns that we share, the stability of Afghanistan, the willingness of all of the allies to stay the course and to help fight for that stability, as well as the challenge of radical religious extremism.
The two held talks in Samarkand on the fringes of a diplomatic gathering of his five Central Asian counterparts aimed at reassuring them of Washington's continued engagement in a region seen as exposed to militant Islam.